An Introduction to Romanesque Art. This introduction is for people who are interested in Romanesque art but don't know much about it. It lasts less than 7 minutes. The idea is to introduce you to a few new ideas and some vocabulary that will really help you appreciate and understand the buildings you are going to see. Let's start. When and where was Romanesque art made? It's difficult to give an exact start date for Romanesque art because it developed gradually over time. We can say, however, that it existed from the 10th to 13th centuries and in the context of the Middle Ages expressed a way of understanding human existence in a rural Christian society. Several authors consider Romanesque art as history's first truly Christian art. The Romanesque style in painting, sculpture, and architecture flourished throughout Europe and had regional styles in France, Italy, Germany, Britain, and the Iberian Peninsula, especially but not exclusively in the north of the peninsula. In this area, the style arrived with the exchange of knowledge, taste, and artistic fashion favoured by the Camino de Santiago, which passes through the Jaca district. The Romanesque was a truly international artistic style. Architecture. The churches you will see must have appeared magnificent to the faithful of the Middle Ages, who lived in very humble and simple houses. The churches are characterized by their monumentality, pure forms and simple decoration. They have thick walls with very few small slit windows. The lack of natural light in Romanesque churches could be said to mirror the idea that Christian faith is the only light you need to worship an all-powerful God. However, it is also true that the builders weren't able to put big windows into the massive walls, which had to support heavy barrel vaults. When architectural techniques developed later in the Middle Ages, then large windows and natural light became a feature of churches. The small rural churches usually have a single rectangular nave, while bigger churches were built with a Latin cross design, with a long main nave crossed at right angles by a shorter transept. The churches sometimes have a bell tower. The high altar is always at the church's east end in the apse. The walls are usually made of ashlar masonry, large finely dressed stone blocks. Other walls were made with smaller, less finely dressed stones, using plenty of lime cement to ensure they were strong enough. The round arch is a key element of Romanesque architecture and is essentially a semicircular arch. The round arch, when repeated longitudinally, becomes a barrel vault, another key architectural element of the Romanesque style. Large barrel vaults were often used to cover naves and, due to their huge weight, the naves would be reinforced with transverse rib arches and exterior buttresses. The transverse rib arches are embedded in the barrel vaults and rest on columns or on pilasters, which are columns projecting from a wall, rising either from floor level or from a column or pillar. As well as reinforcing the barrel vault, the ribs also divide the nave into bays and help articulate the church's space. Buttresses are another structure used to support the barrel vaults, and they can be seen on church exteriors as large vertical blocks of masonry, obviously helping to hold up the church's structure. Other vaults we will see are groin vaults made where two barrel vaults cross each other, and half dome or quarter sphere vaults used in church apses. Painting and sculpture. Painting and sculpture, as well as serving a decorative function, also illustrated stories and ideas from the Bible. Most people then were illiterate, so Catholic doctrine was communicated visually. The sculpture used in Romanesque churches was either carved stone reliefs or polychrome wood sculptures such as the Virgen de Iguazel. This beautiful sculpture is part of the exhibition of Romanesque art in Jaca's Diocesan Museum. The museum is highly recommended and well worth a visit. What else should we know? The chessboard design decoration, known as ajedrezado jaques, is a unique decorative feature in this area and was first used in Jaca Cathedral. The cathedral's stylistic influence was important, and we can see this design used right along the Camino de Santiago. Another important decorative motif used in Hakka are las bolas hakesas, stone balls used to decorate the bases of pillars and capitals. To finish off, let's quickly define three concepts you will hear in the audio guides: put log holes, chancel, and archivolts. You will see small square holes in some church walls called put log holes. These were used for inserting scaffolding beams during the church's construction and maintenance. The put log holes were also sometimes used to hold wooden beams supporting a wooden structure above, often on towers, or for supporting interior structures such as galleries. The chancel is the space between the nave, where the congregation are, and the apse, where the high altar is. This space was usually reserved for the clergy and choir. Archivolts are the decorative mouldings surrounding arches in doorways or window openings. Now you have an understanding of the key elements of Romanesque architecture. Please come and enjoy seeing this area's amazing churches and chapels.